Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 or ray@rte.ie. Now, every year in October, the best porridge makers in the world gather in a small village in Scotland called Carbridge for the Porridge Making Olympics. The highs and lows of the 2023 competition have been captured in a new heartwarming documentary called The Golden Spurtle. The director, Constantine Costi, joins us now from Australia, and former chieftain of the Golden Spurtle, Charlie Miller, joins us from Scotland. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations on a wonderful documentary. Constantine, to you first, because you're in Australia the competition is in Scotland. So explain how you got involved.
Yeah, how did I end up on the other side of the globe tracking the World Porridge Making Championship? It's a strange sentence to say out loud, really. We follow an Australian competitor who's competing in the film, it's his second attempt to win the Golden Spurtle, the trophy of the Porridge Making Championship. And I had a mutual friend with him, and he told me about the competition, and my interest was just instantly piqued. I normally direct opera and theatre for a living, so I was in Berlin on an opera project and kind of jumped on a cheap flight to Scotland, met Charlie, met the village and went, oh my God, I think I have a great story here, and away we went. So it was very spontaneous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing and guaranteed to slow down your heart rate. That's high praise indeed. So Charlie, porridge is a traditional Scottish dish and you have to make it the Scottish way. So what are the rules?
Three ingredients: water, porridge and salt. Nothing else. And how you combine those three ingredients is pretty much the difference between one dish and another. But these are the only three ingredients you're allowed to use.
And the winner gets the Golden Spurtle, which is a beautiful thing. It's a perpetual trophy, so the names of all the winners over the years are featured on the plinth. How many years has it been going, Charlie?
34.
Right.
It started in the 1990s.
And how long were you the chieftain of the Golden Spurtle?
I think I was there for 7 years, I think.
Right. Okay.
But I've been involved in the competition one way and another for about almost 20 years.
Uh-huh. I think everybody in Carbridge is involved, Charlie.
Pretty much. It's a very much an amateur, volunteer-based competition, and everybody in the village is proud of the event and will do their damnedest to help us out.
Yeah. You landed on gold, Constantine.
Absolutely. I mean, this was the joy of it, that, you know, not only are the competitors who devote so much of their time and effort into perfecting the perfect bowl of porridge is so interesting and quirky, but also the village itself is complete gold. I fell in love with the place and was sort of, you know, eyeing off on any properties for sale. You know, I kind of have these dreams of moving permanently.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's such a beautiful part of the world, and Charlie and the other villagers really welcome us in. So the whole thing is like almost like you feel like you're paying a little visit to Carbridge yourself when you're watching the film. Yeah. So, yes, it was absolute gold from every angle.
So what's the venue for the Olympics of porridge making, Constantine?
So it happens every year in Carbridge Village Hall, which is like a stunning historical hall. And part of the joy of it is that it's not a massive arena. It's sort of, I don't know, how many people can it hold, Charlie? Maybe about, you know, around 100, 150? Yeah. So the sort of the event spills out into sort of pavilions that are set up with live feed. But part of the joy of it is sort of going to the mecca of the porridge world, really, to go to this village hall atop the hill in the village.
And Charlie, it's evolved over the years, I would imagine, because you have cameras there now, big screens. Probably not. They weren't there in the first year of it.
That's very very true. The competition has evolved slightly, but an individual who went to the very first competition would still recognise it today because the ethos behind it all is exactly the same. The format's exactly the same, probably using the same tables.
Yeah.
So you would know the competition even if you'd been there 30-odd years ago.
Yeah. And we have spoken to winners over the years, I'd say as far back as 20 years ago, and it's a certain type of person who takes part in the World porridge making championships, isn't it, Constantine?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to have a single-minded devotion to the simplest of ingredients. As Charlie said, oats, water, and salt. The question is, how much variation can there be? And the answer is, there's actually quite a lot. You know, we follow contestants who bring their own salt from their properties, their own water, and so there's kind of, and then it's the magic touch, the technique. So you need to be an obsessive, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And the spurtle, of course, Charlie, you make wooden spurtles out in your shed.
Yes, I do. I am the official spurtle maker to the competition.
How important is the spurtle to making porridge, do you think?
Very important. People don't realise the difference between using something like a spurtle and a wooden spoon. The spurtle gives you an awful lot more control over the dish that you're stirring, whether it be porridge, soup, custard, doesn't matter. It still it deals with the substance of the food far better than a spoon does. All a spoon does is push it round and it can clag up, but the spurtle, it slides off and it becomes silky and you can get into the corner of the pot and so on. Yeah. So far better tool than a wooden spoon.
It's art. It is art, yeah. And Charlie, part of the documentary follows you as you say goodbye. So after over 20 years as chieftain, you retired. How have you been since your retirement?
I still am on the edges of the competition. Mm. I still make spurtles and I still do various odds and ends that they ask me to. So I miss the competition, but my health won't allow me to continue. Ah. So I just do what I can when I can.
Yeah. And of course, there must be building up to it now. It's the first weekend in October, isn't it? Which is a couple of weeks
away. That's right, the 4th of October this year.
Yeah, yeah, a couple of weeks away. And I know it's an international competition. Obviously, it's world. So you get people from all over the world, don't you, over the years?
You do. We've had people from the very north of Canada, from Alaska, from New Zealand, from Australia, from Africa. There's very few countries you could name that we don't have people from.
Mm. And there are returning champions in this documentary. Lisa, for example, she returns to defend her title. We meet Nick, who has been in the final loads of times but never won. And he's introducing pinhead oats this time to see if he can get his hands on that golden spurtle. I'm not gonna give away anything. They'll have to watch the documentary. And just on that, it's coming to the ifihome.ie. So the golden spurtle will be available to watch from October 12th, and it's available for pre-sale now. ifihome.ie, and it's a wonderful, lovely, heartwarming documentary. Did you become a convert to porridge, Constantine?
Yeah, I absolutely did. I mean, how can you not when you're having the best in the world? But also my time in Carbridge has kind of ruined porridge for me because everything that I make is absolute crap compared to, you know, what I had in Scotland. So, you rise and then you fall, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always locals involved, Charlie, trying to keep the golden spurtle in Carbridge.
Oh, yes. There's quite a large number of Scots in the competition this year. Because it's invariably oversubscribed, and I think this year we had 49 requests for places, and we can only accommodate 30. So the people who are successful are the ones that have been drawn out of hat.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happens this year a lot of them have been Scottish.
Yeah, there's a great character. I think he's local, Ian Bishop.
Ian is a local, yes.
Yes, and he was world champion 1 year, was he?
2008, I think he was world champion.
Yeah. And it's because he says in the documentary, not giving too much away, that he used to be involved in martial arts. And I think he's applying the same mentality to porridge making, which makes him a formidable contestant, doesn't it?
Well, he takes no prisoners.
He takes no prisoners. I really enjoyed it. I suppose you're preaching to the converted because I'm a lifetime porridge eater. Now, I do cheat. Charlie, sorry if you want to cover your ears. I use dairy. I've been known to put raisins in it as well and blueberries. So I do apologise to the purists out there. But there you go.
I think the important thing, Raymond, about porridge is that once you put it down in front of someone, they can add what they like, they can do what they like.
I see.
It doesn't matter, as long as the basic dish is made in the proper way, listen, the traditional way.
Somebody's phone is ringing there.
You put salt in it, you want sugar in it, you put sugar in it, whatever you like.
Yeah. Well, listen, Charlie, thanks for taking time out to talk to us today. And Constantine, congratulations on a great documentary, The Golden Spurtle. And it's available for pre-sale now, ifihome.ie. Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.